What if the fastest growing companies in history didn't succeed because of their marketing, but because they made growth inseparable from the product experience? In 2010, a term emerged that would redefine how startups scale: growth hacking. Companies like Dropbox, Airbnb, and GitHub didn't buy their way to billion-dollar valuations through advertising blitzes. Instead, they engineered self-perpetuating systems where every user interaction fueled exponential expansion. These weren't marketing campaigns. They were growth engines built into the DNA of the product itself, creating astronomical value with minimal traditional spend. There's a crucial difference between products people use occasionally and those they genuinely can't live without. Yelp transformed from just another review site into a verb, let me Yelp it. By creating something users genuinely needed, trusted local business information wrapped in authentic community. By 2013, they'd amassed 47 million reviews with 117 million monthly visitors, crushing established competitors. The secret? They identified their aha moment, that instant when users truly grasp a product's value. Facebook discovered theirs was connecting with 7 friends in 10 days. Dropbox found it when users placed their first file in a shared folder. Once identified, everything gets optimized to drive users toward this magical threshold as quickly as possible. This obsessive focus on the must-have moment separates products that fade from those that become indispensable parts of daily life. The most explosive growth happens when platforms transform simple interactions into meaningful social connections. Yelp's Elite Squad program became legendary. Members recognized with badges and exclusive events contributed 44% of all reviews. When Yelp experimented with paying for reviews, financial incentives produced mediocre content from disengaged users. Social recognition, status, belonging, community proved far more powerful than money. GitHub transformed coding from solitary work into social experience, turning developer profiles into resumes showcasing collaboration style. The platform created a library of Alexandria for code, where sharing work became identity expression. Major companies like Microsoft and Google hosting projects there legitimized the entire ecosystem. These social engines succeed by tapping into fundamental human desires to be recognized, to belong, to contribute to something larger. The lesson? When you build community into the core experience, users don't just consume your product, they become it, weaving their identity and social standing into every interaction. Freemium models thrive on long-term value. Evernote's Phil Libin discovered that while overall conversion rates hovered around 4-5%, approximately 25% of four-year users became paying customers. The product becomes more valuable over time as your intellectual brain. With costs of 9 cents per active user and revenue of 25 cents per user, Libin's philosophy was patient. We don't care if you pay, we just want you to stay around and keep using it. GitHub's model emerged organically: free public repositories, paid private ones, avoiding cannibalization because use cases differ completely. HubSpot's website grader analyzed over 4 million sites, providing immediate value while demonstrating the need for paid services. This automated free consultation eliminated sales staff while showcasing their proposition. The magic happens when free users become so embedded that paying feels like natural evolution rather than transaction. The most powerful growth happens when products engineer their own word of mouth at scale. LinkedIn created a double viral loop. Their contact importing through Outlook plugins and Reconnect Flow didn't just connect users, it simultaneously built out their profiles, generating 41% more page views, 33% more searches, and 38% more positions listed. Two simultaneous viral loops, new users inviting others while reactivating dormant ones, created perpetual expansion. Uber's loop operates differently, but just as effectively. CEO Travis Kalanick revealed that 95% of all our riders have heard about Uber from other Uber riders, with every 7 rides generating a new user. The experience is so remarkable that users become advocates within a single ride. Upworthy perfected this through relentless testing. Curators write 25 headlines for each piece, selecting the best based on clicks and shares per view. This constant experimentation builds knowledge about what drives virality. These aren't accidental loops. They're meticulously engineered through careful analysis and optimization. Virality isn't luck. It's architecture, designed into every feature and interaction. Sometimes the most powerful marketing channel is the product itself. Square's distinctive white card reader sparks natural conversations. Customers ask, "What is that thing?" and delight in the finger-signing experience with emailed receipts. The elegant design communicates professionalism while creating memorable moments customers eagerly share. Business owners recommend Square because it makes them appear smart and hip. This word of mouth creates a growth flywheel. More merchants adopt Square, their customers download the app, those customers tell other businesses, and the ecosystem expands. GitHub revolutionized code collaboration by replacing cumbersome manual processes with streamlined forking and pull requests, dramatically reducing friction. Uber didn't just fix one aspect of taxis, they tackled the entire experience, from mobile hailing and seamless payments to better cars and driver ratings. By reimagining the complete transportation experience, they created such remarkable improvement that users became natural evangelists. When your product solves problems so elegantly that people can't help but talk about it, you've transcended marketing. You've created a movement. Successful growth engines thrive on cultures embracing experimentation and learning from failure. HubSpot's three-step innovation process, alpha, nights and weekends work requiring no permission, beta, management-approved projects with three-month resources, and version one, successful projects becoming regular business, empowers employees to understand customers and make decisions. Their culture code emphasizes being maniacal about mission and metrics while constantly questioning the status quo. GitHub's just ship it approach releases features quickly to see how people actually use them rather than perfecting in isolation. LinkedIn's growth mindset focuses on enhancing strengths rather than fixing weaknesses. When they discovered homepage visitors converted at 40% while email invite visitors converted at just 4%, they didn't try fixing the underperforming channel. They doubled down on optimizing the already successful homepage, increasing signups from 50,000 to 63,000 in 4 months. The most successful growth cultures embrace a fundamental insight. It's easier to focus on a strength than improve a weakness. Culture isn't what you say. It's what you reward, celebrate, and optimize for when nobody's watching. In a world obsessed with viral moments, we've forgotten the truth. Growth isn't a campaign. It's an engine you build. Companies that changed how we work and connect didn't just create great products. They engineered experiences so remarkable that growth became inevitable, woven into every interaction. They understood something profound. When you solve real problems with obsessive focus, when you build community into the core experience, when you make sharing natural, you don't need to convince people to spread the word. They can't help themselves. So ask yourself, is your product a must-have or nice-to-have? Are you optimizing for your aha moment or wandering in the dark? Building a growth engine or hoping for luck? Because sustainable growth isn't about tricks. It's about creating something so valuable that growth becomes the natural consequence of existence itself.